Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Ladies and gentlemen, today's Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our Amazon page. Please remember to shop Amazon, and when you do, go to MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon or click the Amazon link on our website. It's the best way to shop and the best way to support this program. Now, on with the show.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Aha!
Rob is a very nice little man who lives in Leesburg. He's got a wife named Carrie and two kids that are sweet. He's a good guy, likes to go to his kid's school and perform. Because he's such a good guy, he never says no.
Aww.
Rob has got a new picture on his Facebook. It looks really cool. It looks really cool. It is really nice.
And Rob is on the show today. And he may be gay.
Hey!
But we don't care because we have an open mind.
Anyway, I made those lyrics up.
No!
Right off the top of my head.
I thought those were the original lyrics for the song Stumbling.
That's how the intergovernment works. I am that quick and that fast.
No
that
off
I'm able
switch,
to do that.
Mike. No off
hey,
switch.
Hey, Santana, you want to take your coat off and stay a while today?
No, it's you're
gonna
cold.
You can keep your parka on.
It's 20 degrees here.
It's 20 degrees?
18, actually.
What's that like?
Must be nice.
No, it must be nice. It's cold down here, too.
Yeah, how
it's cold
is it?
Down here.
Oh, I'm sure it's frigid.
Let me check the forecast. Hold on. Let's go to our Bob Curine Weather Center here down in Southwest Florida, and we'll get right to you in just a second. By the way, listeners.
Did you call him Bob Curine?
Bob Curine.
It's a made-up weather
Keurig.
Man. Yeah. Right. Bob Keurig. Let's put in a weather packet. Check the weather pod.
Hold on. It's 56 degrees.
Ooh,
hold
chilly.
On. But you know what it feels like?
Well, what's the Bob Keurig feel like temperature?
It feels like 56 degrees.
Yeah. That's like the temperature in my bedroom this morning.
I am a true Floridian. I have to confess to being wussified in totality, where today I have the coat on going outside to pick up, scoop up in my little hand, my dog's excrement.
What would the Boy, people of so Maine fun. Tell you if you put on a coat for 56 degrees and
let's
bitch about is, 56 degrees?
Let's go. Let's go to the Bob Curine Weather Center. Let's go to the Tom Ryan Weather Center
Bob
right
Keurig,
now.
Bob Keurig, Mike. It's Bob Keurig, let's go to staff weatherman.
Mm-hmm. Let's go to Maine right now. It is currently cloudy and 27 degrees.
Oh, it's warmer in Maine than it is here.
Ooh.
Yeah.
There you go. Hold on. Let's see what it is at Dulles, Virginia. You're right.
Yeah.
You're right. Hold on. It's 22 degrees, but do you know what it feels like?
Why?
Well, because of the winds?
10.
Yes. 10. That's right. Wow. Almost single
cold.
Digits.
Chilly day.
Yeah.
Well, it's jacket
now,
in the
I know
studio day.
We
it's
sweat,
not jacket in
we,
the studio day.
We sweat in the studio during the summertime.
Not,
is it
not
cold
all
in that studio?
It's cold.
There's a certain class of people that sweat in the studio at all times.
You, on the other hand, just have a sweatshirt on
right,
today.
A hoodie.
You're doing fine. Are
yes,
you wearing anything under? Are you wearing anything under the hoodie?
Yes, I'm wearing a t-shirt, Mike.
What's the t-shirt? Is it a clean t-shirt?
No, it's filthy and it reeks of spice. It's a Run DMC t-shirt.
Yeah.
Okay.
But you know, I also wore, you know what? I also wore a coat, what I have hanging on the coat rack outside.
Yes.
So it is, it's very cold outside.
Did you wear your long coat with the gray plaid?
Yes. It's the greatest winter coat of all.
His Uncle Buck coat.
It goes down to my ankles. You know, when you're walking in the city, Mike, you need to keep your legs warm as well as your trunk.
Well, it's been my experience that as far as warm coats are concerned, you can get a North Face, you can do all this.
You can get an Oscar really, Santana extra small North Face.
The North Face. But the ultimate, like if you are really in the city and you're in cold weather, I like an old-fashioned style man's wool top coat.
Yeah,
that has
beat
always
him.
Been, and I'm talking about ever since I was in college, that's been my go-to when
great
I was
for
super
exposing
cold.
Yourself, too.
Yeah, that, it is.
It, yeah, you can be. You can let your balls hang low in that coat.
Mike,
and
it's great
just
if you have a
everybody.
If you have a priapism. and I'll let everyone look it up if they need to. You need a long coat with a generous cut.
But if you have a priapism, remember, if it lasts longer than 4 hours, see your doctor.
Mike, thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. But Rob Spiewak, let me get into your Facebook page because you changed your profile picture. You constantly are making adjustments there. You're one of these people that obsesses. Why did you have to?
Because both the banner, the cover photo, and the profile picture were both Christmas themed, and it's no longer Christmas, Mike. Mm-hmm. Christmas is in our rearview mirror. I put away all the decorations.
Can we all please go to Rob's page, please?
And I'm here
now. His cover page is absolutely fantastic.
Oh, thank
you. It's one of the nicest family pictures. They look so, everybody looks really great and happy, and you're down. That was taken down in Savannah, Georgia,
that's
right?
Tybee Island, which was, that's the Atlantic behind us, and I love the fact that that was.
That's where you ought to be.
What?
You ought to go down there. Get out of
Michael,
Esberg.
All my stuff is here.
Yeah, but, you know, get out of there.
My family lives here.
You know, he doesn't leave the radius.
Close to the...
the radius.
Yeah. He barely gets out to get here for work.
That's true.
But then there is the switched off profile picture that... How would... let's go around the room. Pony, I'm going to start with you. Uh-huh. What is that expression on Rob's face? How would you describe... That expression. I'm having trouble really putting a finger on it. It doesn't look confused.
No.
And it doesn't look totally happy. I don't think it looks happy? I never see you with that expression.
He looks hungry.
Oscar may win. You should give Oscar a ding on that because I think he's playing the odds. You're probably right. Go. Yes. Hungry.
I just saw a horny Bob Spiewak's picture of the day.
It is distracting.
I didn't know that he had posted already.
A fit young
woman.
He's really
on a abdominal fitness kick, which is A-okay with me. I mean, look at the
abs. He tends to have trends. Yeah, let me see.
I don't like it when he goes with it. You know, he was on a fat ass kick for a while, and that didn't do it for him.
P-A-J-T.
Yeah. Pretty hot and tempting.
So, when you changed it and...
I thought it was goal setting, Mike. When I saw that change, because I do witness these things, I said, well, this is the year. This is the year that we see Jason Statham Rob.
No. Uh-huh.
Okay, do you think Rob... first of all, Rob, when was that picture taken?
Amazingly, Mike, it was taken yesterday.
No, stop it. Tell the truth. Please tell the truth. By the way, if you want to play along at home, ladies and gentlemen, please go to your Facebook right now and type in Rob with two B's Spiewak. That's Spewak.
That's right. And don't forget that extra B, Mike. That stands for music.
It shows the original post date within the picture if you're not on a mobile page.
Okay, what is the original post date?
March 9th, 2013.
Ah, so just about 2 years ago. Or three
now,
years ago.
3 years
that,
ago.
Yes. That 2013, was that...
That was the was hungry year.
Was that the hungry year? Was that the... Are you... How many lbs would you figure you are lighter in that picture than
Boy,
you are
Boy, that's
today?
A tough Just question. Probably 80. 80 or 90.
I would say 120.
You think 120?
Yeah.
Wow.
See, I'll be honest with you. I didn't notice that big a difference. But now that I look at you... in the studio,
yes.
And I'm looking at this picture. So that did you post it for any? Was it a motivational type of
thing?
I
like the picture. I like it that there's a microphone in it. I like it shows what I do. I think it's a nice picture. I also thought that,
Do you know, Tab Patterson wins the award, though, for the funniest line in the thread when you changed it, when Tab said, the microphone looks thinner.
Yes, it does.
that was my, Tab... Once in a while, really hits one. That was a jaw opener.
Well,
for
as
me.
Tab will tell you himself, it. Tab is funny but not fun. That's his deal. He's funny but not fun. No, he's I put it funny. Up. I always felt that this would be, and perhaps this is time to start thinking about it. This would be a good picture for my in memoriam page. Because it shows what I do. And it's
Oscar says, it's not something you're posting up there to motivate yourself at all.
No, I don't need any motivation.
You know, we are working very busily behind the scenes for a coming out party sometime late in the year.
Yes,
so,
yes.
I mean, we truly, this
that's
is
usually
probably,
when you lose the weight.
Yeah, and that's when usually, you will see a new Rob at that point.
What is your plan? Have you thought about it at all? Have you put any,
it is?
I'm right now in a holding pattern.
Do you remember how good looking you were?
That's not
such
even
a great
fair.
Picture. If you swipe right, if you actually click right, Mike, a couple of years to 2012, take a time machine in his profile pics. And you'll see the one where he cut the
Man, okay,
Wait Not
Phil
commercial.
Silver's, Where he's like looking angry.
Yeah.
Jason Statham. Yes. That's exactly. Jesus, Rob.
Mike. Wow. You're straight. Relax.
Wow.
Looks like drab.
Yeah.
Look at that. Let's not
what
get
let's I look like drab?
You look like drab in this one.
Let's not insult the man.
No, no, no.
Oh, and the great Christmas card. The great, the Obladi Oblada.
Oh, our takeoff on the Hard Day's Night
that's
album cover.
One of my favorites.
I would
that's
say it's okay to say
favorites.
It was goal setting.
All right, then maybe it is. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'd like to look like that again, but
yeah,
it's a lot of work.
I think people sometimes put pictures on their fridge of what they remember when they were like in shape, and they say, okay, this is how I'm going to do it.
I think actually the real
Rob
reason
has been,
it went
by
up,
the way, we should point out, Rob has been so much more successful than I have with weight loss.
Oh, I've lost hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of pounds.
You've lost hundreds
it's
of pounds.
It's the finish and, line, Mike. Who's going to make it?
Well, no, I get to the finish line, but then it's a hard reverse. It's like watching a horse run backwards.
Yeah, and I see, there's Trip Affleck's caricature there. There's Linus. There's George Harrison. And there you are again. Okay,
yeah.
So there it is. And that's interesting.
It's not so much a goal-setting thing as it is I'm trying to fool people. I think I want them to think I still look like that.
Really? Like people would do with any publicity photo, like comedians would do when they put their publicity photo and then you go to see the show and it's like, oh my God, that person is so much older.
Like,
it's ridiculous.
Like when you go to see Freddie Roman next week.
Yeah, when I go down to see the at the Barbara Mann Center.
Exactly.
Down
exactly.
In Naples. Hi, how are you?
No, well, the first step has got to be to stop drinking because the thing is I really can't moderate it. Every time I've lost weight, it's when I just stop. And that's what I've got to do. And it's tough because I do love the pleasant taste and nice effects of alcohol.
Well, who doesn't? But how much are you drinking? Do we not know how much you're actually drinking?
I know exactly how much I drink. I drink some every night.
Do you feel guilty? Do you feel guilty at all when people say, wow, you look great? Because it's you're putting a picture that's up from 2013.
I feel like I've tricked him, Mike. I said, look at you stupid rubes.
I do look great.
I say I did look great. Look at that.
I did.
Yeah, fine.
Small font.
Or I could do like a current picture but do a Paula Abdul thing and smush it. Do they offer that?
Oh, yeah, aspect ratio.
Yeah, I could change the aspect ratio. Mm-hmm. Or take this one and stretch it out so it looks more like me now. It'd be like
very
a Dateline thing.
Well,
where
but
they
let's
age
go
me.
Back to your drinking. It sounds fun.
Right.
But how much are you actually doing? Like, let's say a couple drinks?
I'd say 3-4 drinks a night.
But these are high-octane drinks.
Well, I mean, they're 3 or 4 drinks. It's 3 or 4 beers, 3 or 4
glasses
of wine.
The Brits came out with that thing where it's like, what, is it 14 drinks a week? Is it something like that?
Is that the total?
The guidelines? I think that's the total.
Well, it's got to be more than that because that would be 2 a day.
Yeah, 2 a day.
Yeah.
When do you start?
Oh, never before 6.
Okay.
Classy guy.
Okay.
That's right.
Oh, I thought you were going to say, when does he start losing the weight?
Oh, no. We've been fighting this battle for 2 years now.
So you think it's the booze that does it? I think booze is tough for me.
I think it is huge because it also, and we talked about it, I don't know if it was on air or not, that booze lowers your inhibition, so you're going to eat more. It also does make you hungrier. And
okay,
makes you hungrier
here it is.
The next day.
It's your last day on Earth, and it is your last chance. In front of you is a beautifully, perfectly made old-fashioned.
Mm-hmm.
And next to that is a Five Guys double cheeseburger with fries.
Whoa.
What do you go for? You can only have one. What do you go for?
It's my last day on Earth.
Sophie's choice.
Yes, the last. It's the last day on Earth. What do you go for?
Wow, that is tough. What time of day is it?
It's 2 in the morning.
2 in the morning? Got to go with the drink.
Hey, good boy. That's good. That makes me proud. Yeah. And I feel like a proud father right now.
Well, and you, would you do the same if the situation was the same?
Yeah, absolutely.
Because
absolutely.
You know what? The burger's going to keep you up, and I've only got one more day until I die. The drink's going to help me get some rest.
Soften the blow. Amen. That's it. Now we can all die now. Thank you.
And besides, the cherry in the drink, it also tastes so good, and that's a little meal in itself.
Sure. There's some calories there. It's
like a tiny, tiny fruit salad.
Cherry right. in the drink.
Yeah. So drink the Manhattan, wrap the burger up, and mail it over to Pony's house.
That's right. Yeah. God knows he could use it.
Thank you very much.
It's the Mike O'Malley Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomaraShow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Listen, I really wish you would think about it again. Okay?
Well, I think it's starting again. It's
starting up again.
Hey, it's not that big a deal to think. I'm asking you to just think.
I'm thinking. You're always telling me to think. That's all I do is think day and night about it. How can I not think about it? I mean, I've been sitting here at lunch with you, which I knew was the reason you invited me from the first place, and all I'm sitting here and eating for is to get guilty with you, right?
I'm asking you to take over the show for 6 weeks. What's 6 weeks?
I'll give you anything, but don't ask me to do 6 weeks. I can't take over the show for 6 weeks. I can't even take over my own life for 6 weeks. And you're asking me to do something that's impossible. It's impossible. Don't you understand? What?
What are you doing down there so late?
It's impossible. I'm trying to tell you that. What do you want? You want the tears to come out of my eyes?
There's got to be a way you can work it out. It's just 6 weeks.
Rupert, who are you talking to?
Mom!
What is it?
Please stop calling me.
Will you give me an answer?
All right, you got the 6 weeks. I'll give you the 6 weeks. Don't bother me. I'll give you the 6 weeks. What can I say? You happy now?
You're a tough man, Rupert.
Well, you gotta be in this business.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana.
And now, from his office chair, here's Mike.
You know, sometimes I think we're being selfish at playing tapes that I hope it's a larger audience than you and me, Rob, because we laugh at that
every time.
Every time. Robert De Niro and the King of Comedy
in
his basement with his mom upstairs.
That wasn't the King of Comedy. That was recorded this weekend at Mac's house.
Coming to you live from the Cappy Pfeiffer studio in the heart of our nation's capital, Washington, D.C., this is The Mike O'Mara Show. On the air and online worldwide, The Mike O'Mara Show, a daily radio show and podcast with the greatest listeners on the planet, because they get it. If you are here, you do too. It was 7 o'clock this morning that I have my friend and I in the shower.
What's yesterday. That?
Huh? Oh, my friend. I shave in the shower. Oh. I bring my Harry's. Ooh. I bring my Harry's with the gorgeous copper handle into the shower with me. As a matter of fact, I have quite the boss jock shaving mirror in there as well. But I'm just going to tell you, it still amazes me. Even after, I don't know how many shaves I've had with this particular Harry's razor that I've used, but it's phenomenal.
They never get dull.
What's surprising to me, the thing that surprises me most about Harry's is that, A, they are so much less expensive than drugstore blades that you would get. Go in, check the prices in the drugstore, and then on top of that, it is a better product.
Yes.
At least my experience has been that way, and I think you want to try it for yourself. Their website gets you all the refills you need. Please check out Harry's. Harry's is the only shaving company that offers both amazing quality and low prices. The factory direct prices mean no middleman. Blades sell at half the price of the other guys. Over 1 million guys have made the switch to Harry's. A lot of our listeners as well.
Oh, yeah.
If you haven't jumped on the bandwagon, do it today. Harry's doesn't like to discount because their prices are already so low, but I've got a special offer for you. Enter the code TMOS at checkout and get $5 off your first order. Stop overpaying for a great shave and start the new year off right. Go to harrys.com right now.
Hold it. When?
All
right.
Enter the code TMOS at checkout and shave $5 off your first purchase. That is an incredible deal. HARRYS.com and the code TMOS at checkout. There we are. So,
thank you.
Did you guys watch the State of the Onion last night?
Yeah, I did. I did not watch the responses, but I thought the speech was great.
Saw the highlights.
Oscar, I actually was going to watch your network until they pissed me off. Pissed me off, and I switched back over to CNN.
What happened?
What happened is, what's the biggest part of the State of the Union next to the speech itself? It's the introduction.
Yes.
That's the whole thing we wait for, and they go down to Bitchy O'Donnell, or whoever the correspondent is down on the floor.
Bitchy O'Donnell.
It pissed me off. I forgot. Well, what's her name? Kelly O'Donnell.
I believe.
Irish McRed, Ginger McFlanagan. They go down to her down on the floor. It's like,
wouldn't you love
and
to
she
hear
babbles, and
Lester
she babbles. She knew
him like that.
She knew it was coming. She knew it was coming, and she had to get her little patter in. She had to, like the greedy. I was so pissed off, and so immediately off of NBA. I want to see. I met the guy that did that for years. That the sergeant at arms.
Right.
I met him on the United States Sequoia and said, "You look familiar. Well, you may have you seen the State of the Union?"
Oh.
Said, "You're the guy." So that's a really important moment for me. And they punted it. Anybody that watched NBC knows exactly what I'm talking about. Because I was like, first of all, I don't care what the mood is down on the floor. That is ridiculous journalism.
Yeah.
It's not relevant.
It's an opinion at best.
I want to see the show. And, you know, they were so excited about the fact that Iran had captured 10 sailors. They're practically coming out of their skin about this.
Sure.
Even though they had it in, I know it's a national story, but they were so excited about the fact that it coincided with the State of the Union.
Because the State of the Union is generally kind of boring. It's boring.
Well, yeah,
to talk about, right?
But my point is, I just wanted to experience it, and you know, I chalked it up to bad timing. And by the way, the line out of the White House and the State Department and all the powers that be was that they had the situation in hand.
Of course,
the only reason that they hadn't been released prior to the State of the Union was because it was dark out. That's literally what they said, and it proved to be true today because the 10 sailors came back and they were released after they. Did you see the pictures of those guys?
Yeah.
They did look like kind of a motley crew. They really did look kind of like, well, we just drifted into the wrong water. So they got released. But then I just wanted that little moment, and I was a little disappointed because, you know, I like the theater of it. I like the whole
thing. It is a great show, this thing.
Here's another bulletin, okay? Yeah. I miss old orange skin. I truly miss old orange skin.
Seeing Boehner back there? Yeah.
Yeah, because he was...
The tears?
You know, well, he wouldn't have tears, but he was...
Crying!
I just got used to looking at him, and I don't like the new guy. I don't like
Eddie Munster?
Sneer McMunster. Oh, my God. Could he look any more nasty during that? He was much... I thought Boehner was pretty... Well, you're always supposed to be... Like borderline polite, right? When the opposition is speaking,
quiet and staid. But I thought he looked rehearsed. I thought his faces looked rehearsed,
like rehearsed in that negative way.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
This guy's a real dick.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
That's the way.
Saw
he,
a lot
that's
of traction online about his expressions.
Yeah, it was kind of one. It was kind of one expression, but
Someone said that he had to ice his face after the State of the Union.
Heat than ice, then heat than ice. Yeah.
So the reviews on the speech were, I guess, pretty positive. I mean, you know, I think Oscar's right. I think it's kind of a. I get the it's the same dance, whether it's a Republican or a Democrat doing it. It's the same dance every year. And, you know, you get the opposition and then you get the people, shots of people that don't like him, shots of people that like him. And then you get
Did anybody
the
yell
gather.
Liar?
Nobody yelled. Yeah, there was decorum.
Carrie did.
In Congress.
At my house. Yeah, she did. She hates it. But other than that, it was quiet.
Liar. Don't know whether this was me or whether it was true. It seemed to me that his pace may have been a little slower than it normally is. Like he took more dramatic pauses, almost like he wanted to savor the moment.
Yeah, well, you know? I mean, it's got to be a little weird. This is his, what, seventh and final one? And he said he doesn't miss, I think he said something like, he doesn't miss the buildup to it, but he misses the moment of it. So he might have been savoring it. Yeah, so this is it. Have you seen the pictures of how he looked at his first one and last night? Once again, the presidency has aged a man tenfold.
Truly
really?
Astonishing.
Yeah. Oh, I mean, God. Yeah. You got to see the comparison pictures. It's crazy.
It really, really does. I mean, how could it not? How could it not? If you know, everybody, Oscar thinks he's got a busy schedule. How would you like to really have no, you know, every second up until the time you put your head on the pillow of your day, not only, you know, arranged for you where you have to be certain places, but pretty high level, you know, stressful stuff there. The best meme that I saw about Paul Ryan was they show his picture with that disgusted look on his face. Yeah. And the caption is, when you see no hookups in her Tinder bio. That was pretty funny. But let me scroll down because there's the one guy I got to mention. And we only see him at the State of the Union. And This guy, I'll tell you, I don't know what the deal is with him, and nobody's ever talked to him.
Oh, is it the guy with, like, the Ben Franklin, the weird hair,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
It's not Ben Franklin. It's almost like
George
Washington.
What the hell? Can we get his name, please?
He's the head of the Department of Energy. I know that.
Okay, he's the head of the Department of Energy.
Doc Brown.
And you know what? We like to call Mac the head of the Department of Energy.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Let me
he should be the head of the CIA.
I'll pop it up to Mike.
I get it.
Dr. Ernest Moniz.
There he is right there.
Oh, that guy.
It's that guy. And the greatest meme. This is the greatest meme. Who knows what he did, but it's always the same, and it's completely neglected. And it says, when your State of the Union is so lit, Thomas Jefferson travels to the future to hear it. That was funny. That was funny, too. So we'll get somebody get me the guy's name.
Dr. Ernest Moniz.
Okay.
How do you spell the last name?
M-O-N-I-Z.
I seriously look
Moniz.
At that guy.
Moniz! Oh my God! Moniz!
Yeah, he should be run the treasury.
Yeah. Hold on, let me.
Dr. Moniz?
Dr. Moniz. That sounds like someone they'd book on CNBC.
The vault looks short.
After Sunday the radio show.
After maybe. The cooking guy, we've got Dr. Moniz. Dr. Moniz will tell you.
Is it Ernest Moniz?
Yes.
Is that what it is?
When you pay for your time.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, the Department of Energy. And when you see him on TV, I've never seen the guy interviewed. I've never seen him on a talk show. I should probably get out more or watch more news.
No, that guy's never on TV.
Judging from the way he looks, I'm not sure he has much to say. He's mostly a guy who shows
up.
Well,
hold on a second. Wait a minute. Look who's outside of... How did he get down here?
God. Oh, there's someone at the
how
door.
How did he get down here? I don't understand how that happened. Okay.
Can you open the door? Doctor?
Hello!
Dr. Moniz!
Isn't he like the State of the Union?
How are things at the Department of Energy?
Just wonderful! I'll be back when Mike figures out a better impression. Bye-bye!
Bye.
All right, there we go. I'll come up with some voice for the dude.
I don't know. Kind of like what you did there.
There was a big Uber situation last night with the surge pricing as soon as the State of the Union was over. Most of these guys have cars, but a lot of people don't.
Oh, no.
The surge pricing was x6.
Oh, just
can
to get
talk
off
about
Hill?
That? Can we take a break and talk about that? Because I'd like to get this whole, you know all about the Uber. That's kind of boning people when it comes to Uber.
Yeah.
I want to talk about surge pricing.
Supply and demand, man.
Surge pricing also was a wonderful Austrian guy that I did a radio show with in the late 1970s.
You know who was not affected by surge pricing was Dr. Moniz. He went home by balloon. Hi, doctor.
A rainbow balloon. Take a break. Come back with Michael Maris.
It's Tony and Gary.
Hey there, boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Tony Perkins.
I'm Gary Stein, as always.
On this week's episode of the show, two legends, aside from Gary and I, Sugar Ray Leonard.
What do you mean two?
One of the all-time boxing greats.
Yes.
And Pat Boone.
I forgot.
And you'll want to forget after you hear it. Be sure to check it out, TonyPerkinsShow.com. Subscribe on iTunes and download the brand new Tony Perkins Show app.
Buy our t-shirts.
The Tony Perkins Show.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Betterment. The revolution of personalized investing has begun, and really, you don't want to be left behind. This is a new technology that's going to benefit you. It doesn't matter if you're a multi-million-dollar investor or you're just starting out investing. The answer for you is Betterment. Betterment is a streamlined approach to investing. They do it in the automated way that so many people are using now. It's easy to use, and it makes it easy to see how your investments are doing. If you're somebody like me, the reason I love Betterment is you can see the performance, and you can do it on a daily basis. You don't need to bother people. You just want access. You want to know what's going on. We're curious. As Larry King would say. Betterment lets you invest at a fraction of the cost of traditional investment services. Betterment uses smarter technology to automate investing and help you make better financial decisions, invest for your personal goals, and stay on track for retirement. Betterment is already managing billions of dollars, billions, for more than 100,000 customers. They're leading the revolution with a smarter and more straightforward way of investing. Isn't it time you took control of your financial future? Get Betterment to help you reach your financial goals. Sign up on your computer or your smartphone. You can do it today and get up to 6 months of automated investing free and more information by going to betterment.com/TMOS. That's BETTERMENT.com/TMOS. Betterment is investing made Easy. Okay, so you mentioned this, and this has been problematic for Uber, correct? Where
now, have you ever taken one? Have you ever taken an Uber?
Oscar, told me about it, and I took like the high end one back when I was in D.C.
Okay. SUV, black SUV.
Ah, very nice. Yeah.
And I actually loved the experience based on the being in the city, how fast it was. But this whole surge pricing thing is so. For example, if I want to take an Uber from the hockey game when the hockey game lets out, I'm going to pay a premium because many more people want to do that. That sounds a little hinky to me.
You would say that it would be, but really you have a choice. You can take a taxi. You can take the bus. You can take the metro. You have all these other options. You don't have to use that service. There's a service called Lyft. That in times where there are times where
that's where somebody carries you, correct?
Lyft is similar to Uber.
I always get surge pricing when I call Lyft.
Yes. Yeah. Well, as soon as they see you, sorry, sir, that's the surge pricing.
For example,
that's the hernia pricing.
On Halloween night, you know you're going to pay probably double if you leave right when the bar is let out.
Is that something
you planned for?
You could draw a parallel almost though to like using a toll road during rush hour.
Yes.
The metro.
No, the hot lanes.
The metro raises their fares during rush hour.
You don't have to use the hot lanes.
Right.
You don't have to use it.
How problematic is it for Uber? Because again, they get bad press every time they do it. How problematic?
It would only be problematic, I think, if people stopped using it. But since you only have really two choices, Lyft or Uber, you have one or the other. And then, for example, Lyft is great, but it's not as available nationwide as Uber is.
And Uber is the name. It's the face of the industry.
Yeah, they're becoming the Kleenex of these private taxis, right?
That's right.
Hold on a second. Wait a minute. What do you want? Dr. Ernest Moniz is outside.
Doctor?
Hello!
But can you imagine... Can you imagine a guest or a staffer, Dr. Money's, leaving the State of the Union yesterday and having to pay surge pricing?
Don't you get most of your...
I didn't take an Uber. I did not take an Uber.
Dr. Money's, don't you get most of your staff from Hogwarts?
Hogwarts is very funny. Very, very funny. I did not take Uber, and I did not take a car.
How did you get there?
Unicycle.
Can you imagine that guy rolling into work on his unicycle?
Jesus. What's the deal?
A tall one. A very tall one.
Yeah. I'm all for personal big style, wheel. But sometimes it's like, whoa. What's going on?
That's crazy, right?
But if you've got that type of hair, you really have, and the people are giving you like kind of a, it's just Dr. Money's. You probably are a
brilliant
individual, right?
Is it Moniz or is it Money?
Money sounds much better.
Yeah. I think if we're going to invent a character, let's call him Dr. Moniz.
Dr. Moniz. M-O-N-I-Z would be Moniz.
It's Moniz.
Moniz.
Oh, he's a guest of the Junkies.
Yeah. Yeah. Skirting haircut.
that's all we're talking about today. You know, one last word on the State of the Union.
Yes.
Yeah.
I tire, as every year goes by, I tire of the dance. I tire of the one team hates the other team. It just it gets old for me. One side has to stand up and applaud.
Yes.
The other side has to sit there and look sad. And
I don't miss watching it anymore.
I don't. You know what? I tell you, I did. The only reason I really did was because it was the last one that Obama was going to have. But I will tell you what it to me symbolizes. Everything that's wrong. And I will give him credit with the State of the Union address that he addressed that at the very end, talking about our politics. And but you can't talk about that and then still give him the little Iowa dig at the beginning of the. But when he gets the mock applause, then he's got to counter that. So I understand that as well. The whole thing just seems to me to be predetermined. It's kind of a stage show, and
it's absolutely a stage show.
It symbolizes the dysfunction in our government.
To be special, I remember whether it was Reagan, Bush, Clinton. I would make an appointment with my father. We would sit down.
The hell was that?
That was amazingly the mic that cannot carry Mac's voice ever had a crystal clear reproduction of him unzipping his orange jacket.
There it is. I thought that was for Clinton.
It was actually a word.
Hey, let's try that again. Mac, zip up your coat, please. Let's do that. Okay, and step up to the microphone.
Put your arms in the sleeves, okay?
Yeah, you got to.
Because
do that.
You're putting on a jacket.
All right, okay. Now, is he zipped up?
Yes, he's zipped up.
All right, now, as soon as Oscar says Bill Clinton, you want to do what you did before, okay? So make it count. Go ahead, Oscar.
It used to be special, whether it was Reagan, Bush, Clinton. I would say
it worked.
It was an appointment for my whole family to sit down and watch the president.
Yeah.
And it was really, I seem to remember it used to be, how are we doing?
Yes.
And it wasn't
update.
The, it's so ridiculously overanalyzed. Mm-hmm. It is so superficially analyzed where the substance, I don't know, man. We've got to fix stuff.
I'll take you back. As an immigrant, I remember watching, thank you. The Reagan State of the Unions, or when he spoke to the country about the war on drugs, and I remember watching it with a translator because we were still learning English.
I didn't mean to do that.
Well, I'm just giving you.
We are very happy about the war on drugs. You watched it with a translator when you were three?
When we were kids, we would watch it because you'd watch it on Univision and they would translate it.
It was
for
Don Francisco was doing the translation, and there was a woman in a beautiful Las Vegas showgirl outfit behind him.
Yeah, that's what I remember doing that.
But you know what really started to decay is, and I think it came after Reagan, and you can correct me if I'm wrong because I'm younger, but wasn't Reagan the one that would have, after Reagan is when they started putting the people in the audience that they would tell stories about and make them stand?
I don't know whether Reagan started that.
No, I mean
a lot
after Reagan. I think it started after Reagan, but that is a definite showbiz sort of spin that doesn't really reflect how our country is doing. And I think that weakens it. And it is too long, and it is over-choreographed.
Obama didn't do that once, let's say. They had people there. In fact, both teams had people there. But I would love, if it was me, it would sound something like this. This is what I would like.
Ladies and gentlemen, a very special guest sitting up next to the First Lady. We can do better. I know we can. And up there in row two is an entrepreneur, Dennis Hoff. of the Moonlight Bunny Ranch. Dennis, stand up. Yeah, come on, stand up. What a great American, And Dennis Hoff has proven that small business works.
All right. Anyway, that's just a moment that I thought.
And he's got Lamar Odom up there.
And right next to him is Lamar Odom. He can't really speak that well now, but Lamar, stand up. Oh, you can't stand. Raise your hand. You can't do that. Nod. That's great. Thank you.
Anyway, it's just, I don't know. I feel like we're becoming a nation of cynics. We're so tired of the divisiveness, and it just...
do you think...
It makes everything political a little bit phony to me.
Do
That's
you think
the way
that...
I
and, you know, if you take politics out of it and just go back to what Oscar said, that it used to be a special moment. It was a...
Really special.
An appointment moment. Do you think some of the specialness is gone because of the overanalysis and the fact that the second it's over, you can go to the device in your pocket
and
see the entire speech,
highlights,
what you need in 5 minutes,
and
not spend a whole night watching
it. Seriously, and for both teams, I'd like to see this. I don't think they should release it. I think it should be that you should get that speech when the cameras come on and when he's standing there. It is so pre-done that the spin, the whole system,
well, the
of
speech
is
released
crap.
Beforehand.
Yeah.
Yeah,
like,
it's released before
and,
say.
And
it probably
and months in advance.
Yeah.
It probably already, you know, it's always been done that way. But you have, you know, there's no waiting for the other team to start attacking. And it just, I don't know, I'm bored. I'm bored with the whole,
well, that's
the
why
whole divisiveness.
You don't even
want
to talk about it anymore, right? Because it's just kind of, it's depressing.
No, I'll tell you something. I stopped talking because I am so turned off, and I'm turned off by both sides. I truly am. Yeah, everybody knows my politics. You know where I am with that. But it just
can
it's
you remind
not,
us?
It's not.
I'm kidding. I am totally
what
kidding.
Are your, what, are is, your what is your stance on the head of the Department of Energy?
Hold on just a second. Dr. Moniz? Moniz?
Moniz.
Moniz. Moniz.
Would someone like a balloon? I have balloons. I have an entire Prius full of balloons. There is Dr. Ernest Moniz.
I love that he blows them up in advance. He has
Rob,
them ready
feel
to
free
go.
To feel free during the entire show. Call on him whenever you want.
I often do.
He's just standing outside. No, it to me is it, nothing. What somebody wrote a better comment about it before. We're not going to persuade anybody. You're not going to persuade anybody anymore, and that's just the way it's going. Do I hope that the country comes together with a moment of clarity that leans more towards my philosophy? Of course I do. I'd be lying if I said differently. But it is constant, oh, he's an idiot. Well, they hate the country. He's an idiot. They hate the country. It's just stop.
Yeah.
It's not true. And the one thing that, you know what, and I will give Barack Obama credit last night. The one thing he said is that we're going to have fierce arguments. We should continue to. That's the way the system was designed. But at some point, you do need to fix this because it's really getting out of hand. And I think the more that we divide ourselves as a country, the more opportunity we have for people from the wacky side of both parties to rise to the top. And
sure.
I believe that. And I think I would like to see it get back to more people in the middle that agree with so many. You know, if you look at polling around the country, there are a tremendous amount of things that we as Americans all agree on, that there's common ground. But because of all of these talking heads, nothing ever gets done. And it's very so the State of the Union, to me, is representative of that. I look at that, and it's not just what the president is saying on the dais. It's the shots of the dirty looks and the shots of the board and the shots of, and it's
people
just,
not
it's
standing up and clapping. Yeah. Most recent Crap. Polls, Mike, I have it right here. It's from Breitbart. It says that 98% of Americans worldwide agree with the policies of the Department of Energy right now. They
well,
say
we
he's doing a great
job.
I would love to know what he's doing, if possible.
I have an idea.
What's that, Dr. Moniz?
Would anyone like some cotton candy?
See, how can you go wrong there?
If we're gonna continue to do this bit, we might want to zero in on the correct pronunciation of that guy's name. Dr. Moniz. Anyway, we will. He'll be hanging out throughout the entire show today.
Maybe the rest of the week.
We'll take a break, and we'll come back. I'll talk about one of my favorite subjects, being an elderly father, and father of the year. My first real drop off at preschool.
Yes, oh, sir, nice!
Tell you all about that. I felt pretty good about myself. We'll take a break. Come right back on the Mike O'Mara Show. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. It is great to be back for another year of TMOS. We have fun. We have frolic. We yes. love you to join us. And we really, really want to stress the fact that you can gift somebody the Mike O'Mara Show bonus content.
Yes.
Tony put hours in the laboratories for this, and we'd love you to give someone the gift of the Mike O'Mara Show bonus package. Subscribe to the 2006 TMOS bonus package, or do it for a friend. You get a full year of bonus content, and you get full access to all of the 2016 shows, both audio and video.
Video.
Hey, that's great video.
Plus, you get access to the entire bonus show anthology, and you save over 25%. Remember, it's a great way to support your favorite podcast. Let's be honest. I checked some numbers with Mr. Santana yesterday. I'd love to come in here and say, you know, done deal. Thank you. You'll never hear us talk about it again. I can't do that. I'm stunned with the quality that we provided last year that we don't do better. Did we do better than the year before? Yes, we did. Can we do tons better? We can do much better.
Tons.
You have no idea what it would mean to this program if all you did was subscribe to our bonus show content. If we got everybody that loves this show to subscribe to our bonus content, it would put us in a completely different league, and it would make this show so incredibly solvent, and we wouldn't have to be hawking you for bonus content weekly. I truly have to say to you that the percentages that we have for our bonus content compared to the rest of the show embarrass me, and they still embarrass me. And that's why, if you don't want to do it for yourself, give it to somebody who you think might like the show. It's a wonderful gift to
gift.
Do. And you did better. I'm not going to say you didn't. You did better leading up to the holiday. We are very happy about that, but please, 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 get yourself the bonus show package. Make it part. If you're a listener to this show, if you listen to one show a week, I don't care. Join us for the bonus show. It's your way of contributing to the show, and I'd really appreciate it.
Yeah.
Click the banner mark TMOS bonus packages, and don't forget to renew the TMOS bonus package, what you want, and besides, you deserve it. Order it today.
Do you know who was missing from our meeting yesterday, Rob?
Who?
Dr. Moniz.
Oh, he was not there at all. Well, he's a busy man.
I had a colonoscopy.
Oh, no. Everything all right?
It was wonderful. They did it with a candy cane.
There he goes. I don't know. Those are just constantly.
I was going to ask if they found anything, but no, I guess it's more.
He won't linger. He's
very busy, Mike. Yeah, he is an energetic man.
The peppermint is soothing.
Yeah. When he farts, it smells like Christmas. Oh,
there we go. Very, very exciting. So, Daddy Day at the preschool today, Mrs. O'Mara has decided that she is indeed going to participate in actual golfing, and she is doing that as we speak. She is actually doing that with down here in
when she swings the club. Is it like the lady in Caddyshack? Does she go wee?
I have no idea. I'm not there.
You won't golf with her, will you?
Well, I'll golf with her. Well, that's a loaded question.
It is.
To be honest, probably regularly. No.
Okay.
That will not happen. But they have, you know, they have the hens that are out
the
here
hens
doing
league.
Their thing.
Yes.
The hens league. And, you know.
They shoot from the hens tee.
Nice. But they exactly. And so she's.
Rarer than hens tees.
This is, you know, we took her out when we had the little Bloody Mary Open thing. Excuse me.
Oh, gross.
Sorry, I get stressed when I'm talking about
did
it.
Did that
I
taste
apologize.
Like Bloody Marys?
I hate that. I never liked
Marlboro.
It when Howard did it. I don't like doing it. What was that?
I'm sorry.
Are you still obsessed with the whole
you
smoking
thing? You said golfing. I know smoking goes with golfing.
Not necessarily. Not every time. Not even close.
You're probably going to get a call from Joe Biden now that he's in charge of curing cancer. He's going to say, please don't smoke, Mike.
Absolutely.
And then he'll smile. Pat you on the back.
Yeah, thank you.
and give you a patch.
Going out and doing that. So I
candy cane.
Yes. The candy cane patch.
I have a package of cigarettes. I do.
Dr.
Dr. Money.
You cannot smoke them, though.
Why not?
They're made out of bubble gum.
There you go.
Oh.
All right,
bubble gum go. Cigarettes.
That's it.
Tony, are you sad when he leaves?
I am. Come back, doctor.
Well, your patience. But anyway. So she's doing that. So I was drop-off dad today. And
what time is drop-off?
8:55.
And how close are you to the complex?
About a half an hour. 6 o'clock wake-up call, early prep, hour early prep today.
Sure.
Then down to the preschool, the holy preschool that we go down to. And he was up at 4:50 this morning, so he was a tad whiny.
Wow.
And yet if you want to talk about the potential of a major auto accident, have your son demanding that you put down the sunshades because the sun is in his face. And so I'm trying desperately to do that as I'm driving along and as the douche in the Jaguar is on my ass and I'm trying to change lanes. It was very frustrating, a little more stressful than I wanted. But suddenly there is silence in the back seat and I look back there and the little lad has gone into dreamland for his what I approximated to be an 11-minute nap. That's that's all he
was.
He's
a power napper, yeah. Mm.
You should get one of those little signs that say baby on board with a little stork.
Yeah, they're cute.
Well, so people know not to ride your ass when you're on the highway.
I was pissed.
Did you road rage with him in the car?
How about Road Rager on board?
Oh my god, yeah.
First of all, I would never road rage. I would never road rage with him in the car.
I know you're a different creature when he is in the car with you.
Precisely. I would not do that. It was and by the time and then the cool thing, I thought he might be really fussy when I woke him up when it's time to go into school. I got there early. I was the first car in there, and because I haven't dropped off before, I was confused as to the parking situation. the spaces right next to where this preschool appear to be former handicapped spaces. So you see the outline.
The people that have been, like, cured of polio?
No. No.
This is for the former handicapped.
No, I know what he's talking about. It looks like they used to be handicapped, but now you can park there.
Oh, so they
you're not sure.
Yeah.
And you're not sure whether. And then, later on, I found out all the moms and dads line up in the lane and just go straight out after they.
So
drop
they have
off.
A
they
system
park there.
They have a system, but you have to know the system.
But I was, but there were parents parked in the little old handicapped spaces too. So I was perfectly cool with that. He wakes up as soon as I said, "We're here, Michael," and he opens up. He says, "Hi, Daddy." And I'm like, okay, he's being super cool, and he's being mellow about that.
That's good.
I have to bring in his lunch, and the first thing he says, see, I don't know the drill. Carla gave me everything that I needed to bring in a box. He needed to bring extra diapers down there to the preschool, and because they change them down there.
Sure.
Why did you frown?
Well, no, I'm just.
Why did you scowl?
I'm not scowling.
Your comedy brain working overtime.
I was going to say, hoping he left a diaper for you. But the thing I was trying to think about is for the drop-off that you did because you parked, you had to actually walk him into the classroom, right?
I walk him in, and he wanted his backpack on, which Mommy put his lunch in. And so he wanted his backpack on. I walk him into the class, and then I'm walking in simultaneously with another mom for the preschool that looks like she, because she's younger than my daughter.
Oh,
I mean, she
no.
just, yeah. she's super, and I immediately, you know, feel
grandpa.
Like
grandpa.
Yeah. And so, yeah, but you should feel joy
bad
when
grandpa.
You hear Daddy. He said, "Hi, Daddy." And I'm like, "Hi, sweetheart." And I realized that, I don't know, I get a little
self-conscious, and you know,
I get self-conscious because I'm the oldest man there.
And you know, maybe maybe it was the older sister that was dropping the kid off.
Or maybe a nanny.
Now that you know the drill of the pull in and drop off deal where you don't actually have to park, do you still have to walk him in? Or is there someone that escorts him in?
No, you go to, they open the doors at 8:55.
Right.
There was a little parade of preschool teachers that went in before us. Then they
I love that parade.
What's that song they play by, Girls, Girls, Girls? That's what they play. Here they come, boys. Yeah, the preschool teachers. Let's bring them out right now. No, so I'm horrible.
No,
I don't belong anywhere near this environment. And then a dad comes in, and the dad looked even younger. And the dad was dressed for work, had the shirt and the tie on.
Right.
And here I am in my, my PGA flip-flops. Tour and my flip-flops, and I'm sitting there. And I don't know. I just felt
as though
I was in a...
You
now, why should I? Why the hell? What do you mean? Why should I feel embarrassed? Why should I... That I'm not... Oscar wants me to wear a shirt and tie.
Yeah.
Oscar wants me to wear a suit and tie every day.
Dinner jacket.
That's why at school he's confused why Grandpa's sleeping with his mom.
Oh, no. You see? No. Yeah. That's not okay. No.
That is not okay.
Well, my Grandpa sleeps with my mom in the same bed.
Dr. Moniz, I sleep on a Paw Patrol bunk bed. There he goes. I don't know what's going on.
But did
on
you
with
feel
it, so.
Like the eyes were on you? Or do you think you invented this sort of
problem?
No, he's
a sweet grandpa.
Yeah.
Stop it. The teachers know me. I've been through there. You go in, you drop him off. The only thing I'm worried about is if he's going to have the meltdown. And he said, "Mommy, come back. Daddy, come back. Daddy, come back." That's what he wants to know, because they have the separation anxiety at this age. And I say, finally, I lied. And I said, "Daddy will come back. Daddy's coming back." Well, it's not going to be Daddy. It's going to be Mommy. And I figured that's a lie that I can get away with, because
see,
he will have a parent
you
there.
Have
you know?
So much fun. You can have so much fun with the kids at that age, because really the answer to "Daddy come back" is no. Daddy's never coming back.
Yeah,
that's terrible. That's horrible. I'm not going to do that. And the teacher, we'll come up with an alias for the teacher. Let's call her Genevieve.
Oh, nice.
Genevieve was there, the younger teacher.
And because it's a teacher, you have to call her Miss Genevieve, I'm sure.
She is attractive to my son, Oscar. She is truly, she's his favorite. She, I'm not going to make any comments about anything.
If she were a piece of playground equipment, is...
Oh, no.
Okay, here we go.
She going to be that big hippo that squirts water out at the water park?
That ain't water.
Or is she more like the fireman's pole, if you know what I mean, that you can slide down?
I would say probably on the together, the ladder, as opposed to...
Oh, that's nice. Uh-huh. That means the fireman's pole, Oscar.
Yeah, nice. Yes. Nice. Genevieve.
Genevieve. It will never compare. It will never compare to my... she's very nice looking.
Can you sneak a pic next time?
No, I cannot do what I did with the contractor that came to the house. I'm not doing that.
I say my friends. Nice.
I will remember forever the first grade teacher for my daughters. That that was Ms. Sawyers.
Always.
I don't mind. I still see her periodically, when we're back in the Virginia area. And that was,
I'll drop off.
Yeah.
I'll drop off. No problem at all.
Robert's third
grade.
I'll
go to the parent-teacher conference. Yeah, no problem. Yeah, absolutely. When is it?
Do you remember?
Oh, I'm on the air at that time, but they'll wait for me. Yeah, I'll go. No problem at all.
Do you remember when I shared with you all a picture of Robert's third grade teacher?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And that was the one that I did a lot of parent-teacher conferences that year. Wow. Wow. Now, does Genevieve have a French accent?
No, I made up the name. Okay. I made up the name because I wanted something totally far away from the real name. But they're very sweet. They're very kind. They got a great attitude.
They have to be loving and patient.
Are any of the teachers older and grandmotherly?
No.
Because you normally need one of those.
No, they're probably teachers in their 40s, maybe 50s, but nobody's like super grandmotherly. And I'm going to say here that those people that do that work are... They ought to be sainted. I mean, imagine, I know when I've got him for 3 hours and Carla's off with her mom doing something, they walk back in and it looks like I've been waterboarded. Okay, when they come walking back in, but to have a classroom full of these.
How many in the class, do you know?
It's small. It's small for his age because the average age down here is 72. So, a lot of people aren't doing what I'm doing. But the fact is, I have tremendous esteem for them to come walking in with the attitudes they had when they were, and they have... I don't know what they were planning for the activity, but they were coming in, it looked like, with big buckets of ice. So I don't know if they're making margaritas there or
ice water challenge.
Ice bucket.
Yeah, ice bucket challenge. You got to look on the on the social
media. Was she wearing a white t-shirt?
Stop! I got to go back. I got to go back there. They looked... My point is they had great attitude.
It is.
I thought you were going to say something else.
No. They had great attitudes, and that, to me, is everything. I love that. It's just the fact that they're going to be dealing with... what time we pick them up? We pick them up at 2 o'clock. So 9 to 2, they're dealing with all these kids.
Five hours is a long time.
And they're different ages, but he loves it. He loves it. And to be honest with where we live, we don't have him in it for school per se as much as social interaction with other kids.
That's huge.
Which have put him on a different level, and we're loving every single minute of it. And they're sweet, and they're terrific. But at the same time...
Have you seen changes in his personality since he started because of the interaction?
Probably a little more verbal. He's more verbal, and he gets very, very engaged, and he's very good at expressing himself and letting you know what's going on. So that we've seen the change. What changes with me is when I'm there, I'm the opposite of what I normally am. I am normally a gregarious, chatty person.
Sure.
I go the opposite way because, I feel like when I open my mouth, for some reason, when I'm around these 28-year-old parents, that what's going to come out is like, well, it sure was cold today. Yes, it was. It sure was a cold one today, by golly. Okay, Michael, Grandpa will be back to pick you up at 2. Thanks so much. We appreciate that. Yes, yeah. And, and then Dr. Moniz would come in as well.
Oh, is he there?
Would anyone like a cinnamon stick?
Yes, please.
I don't know what's going on.
Just
we'll
a cinnamon
a
stick to chew on. All.
Yes, to chew on. Puppy dog dreams. Anyway, whatever the hell it is. We'll take a break. Come back with the news you may not need. You are listening, ladies and gentlemen, to the Mike O'Mara Show.
Do you know what separates us from the other shows on the More Network?
Our lack of talent?
Besides that?
What?
We take questions.
If you want to know something, if you're pining for knowledge, all you got to do is write the question on our Facebook page, Cake and Cookies, and we will answer it. But?
It has to be good.
And we have to be good.
No. If we had to be good, we never would have gotten a show.
People are still waiting for us to start. It's Cake and Cookies right here on the More Network. Check us out on iTunes or the Mike O'Mara Show app.
Cake and Cookies. Rob and Katie. It's the Rob and Katie Show.
Join Rob and Katie for the season debut of Cake and Cookies this year for 2016. Semi-nude.
Yes.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Baby, it's cold outside, so who wants to go to the grocery store for snacks? Especially when, what's the wind chill? 10 degrees today in D.C.?
Single-digit wind chill, Mike.
It's ridiculous. Everyone goes nuts for nuts, and the world's best nuts come from nuts.com. Remember that name, nuts.com. I was a hero with my daughters, both of them, when I sent a gift pack from nuts.com at Christmas time. They loved them. They use only the freshest products and the best suppliers. We were on the phone with these people, these wonderful owners of nuts.com. You know what they said? I said, what is the most important thing to you? And you get a lot of different answers when you deal with a business. What they said, quality, quality, quality. And when you're dealing with food, I mean, that's the way it is. I love it like that. I love their answer. It was fantastic.
The fruitcakes this year turned out the best they ever had because I had three kinds of nuts from nuts.com. They were fantastic.
Also, we love nuts.com. Go ahead. You wanted to say something
else? I apologize,
else?
Mike. For me, the real, real test of quality was in the summer when they sent us product.
Yeah.
They put ice packs in the actual deliveries because they knew that it was warm here in D.C. and they wanted to make sure that the product got there intact.
They do.
Nuts.com, big, salty, sweet, whatever kind you like to munch on. Let them take care of you and your taste buds right now. New customers get to choose four free samples when you go to nuts.com and enter the code TMOS. It is a $15 value. That's nuts.com and the code TMOS for four free samples with your order. Just go to nuts.com for full details. Nuts.com and TMOS, the perfect pair.
News.
Yesterday, Los Angeles had zero NFL teams. And today, they have one and maybe two.
Ah.
The NFL owners voted 30-2 to allow the St. Louis Rams to move back to L.A. next season. And for somebody who's an old fart like me, I will tell you, the L.A. Rams has always flowed off the tongue.
Yeah.
The Los Angeles Rams, I feel like everything is right from the world. Do you realize that back in the day, the Los Angeles Rams were blue and white?
Oh, originally they were,
They were not the gold. Yeah, they were blue and white. I'll be interested to see if they make that kind of change. Not only that, but the San Diego Chargers have the option to join them in La La Land. We'll see what happens.
Didn't Bart Starr finish his career with the Rams in L.A.? I think he did.
Sure.
I think his final two seasons were out there.
The Rams had a wonderful quarterback by the name of one of the greatest names in the history of sports, Roman Gabriel.
Yes. Do you know one time when we were really hard-pressed for guests at the Super Bowl, we had Roman Gabriel the IV. He was like 20. But he was just a guy talking about, my grandfather was great.
I thought it was Jim Everett you were going to say. No.
Oh,
do you remember Jim Everett?
I remember that put Chris with Jim Rome on the map when he had when he called him Chris Everett. That was a seminal moment. That truly changed the way I think
sports.
It elevated the a-hole.
It really did. It
elevated the a-hole broadcaster to iconic status, and we never looked back. Well, San Diego, they have the option, the Chargers, to join them in L.A. They haven't decided what they're going to do, but if they pass on the move to L.A., then the Oakland Raiders would be invited to take their place. And I like having the Oakland Raiders stay in Oakland. That's where they should be. It's the Oakland Raiders. I love the tradition. But one of the things, and I've been listening to a little bit of the pundits today talk about the fact that, look, it is so business now. Has nothing to do with fan loyalty.
No.
Has nothing to do with anything other than the bottom line. And we'll see what happens.
Well, San Diego doesn't want to give them a new stadium. So
They've basically told San Diego to pound sand. We'll see what happens. It's the Rams, maybe the Chargers at a temporary facility, probably the L.A. Coliseum where USC plays if they decide that they are going to move to Los Angeles. Because the stadium that is, are you ready for this?
Yeah.
The lotto is 1.5. The stadium, $2 billion for the stadium complex.
Oh, so if you win the lottery, you still can't buy a stadium. Oh. And that's what I was going to get.
The city is building a $2 billion stadium complex for the teams to share.
It's where the old racetrack was, right?
It's right next to LAX.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's not going to be ready till 2019, so that's why they would have to play at the Coliseum. We'll have to wait and see what happens with that, but that's your latest NFL deal.
New York has two teams.
Yep.
Why can't LA?
That's true.
This is true. We'll see what happens. I like two, and I, you know,
The thing is, though, they're great franchises. The San Diego Chargers,
yes.
The Oakland Raiders, the Los Angeles Rams.
Yeah.
I don't know. We'll see what happens. Rolling Stone asked Leonardo DiCaprio if he wants to have kids, and not surprisingly, his answer was, maybe. He said, quote, do you mean, do I want to bring children into a world like this? If it happens, it happens. I'd prefer not to get into specifics about it, just because then it becomes something that is misquoted. But yeah, I don't know. To articulate how I feel about it is just going to be misunderstood. Sounds like Leo wants to have those hot babes at his house.
He's no condom rule. Yeah. Right? So if it happens, it happens.
Yeah.
Does he really have a no condom rule?
That is just a joke.
You made it up.
That is just a joke.
but you said it like you meant it though. And he has such and Leo has such a rap in Hollywood that I wouldn't put it past him.
Yeah,
you know,
true
it
enough.
Just seems like it might be legitimate.
I'm sure he's got rules.
Do you
but
think
they have nothing to do with condoms?
Think the bear's gonna have kids or cubs? The bear.
the bear.
We gotta talk to
him?
The bear. Yeah, yeah. The bear movie.
The bear. Well, I've had too much Dr. Manise today. We'll have the bear maybe tomorrow.
I can't wait to talk to the bear.
The bear from Revenant. Okay. Note to self: adult beverages for daddy tonight. Rob, I'll take any text messages that you might suggest
I'll
for the bear's voice.
I'll put it in the crock pot and let it brew.
Tomorrow on the Mike O'Mara Show, the bear from Revenant. Very, very exciting.
Nice.
Speaking of no condom rule, part two of Charlie Sheen's interview with Dr. Oz
aired yesterday,
and it got a little weird. In a pre-taped segment, he revealed that he'd been off his HIV meds for about a week. Duh. He said, quote, am I risking my life? Sure. So what? I was born dead. So that part doesn't faze me at all. I told my mom on day one that the disease picked the wrong guy. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Tough guy.
Delusional.
Anyone here, just an informal poll, anyone here born dead?
No.
I guess not. So that makes him special.
He's got this guy down in Mexico he's going to. He stopped taking the antiretroviral drugs because he wanted to check out the alternative therapy from a really strange doctor in Mexico who's not licensed in the U.S.
Or something.
That didn't work out too well for him. In his sit-down with Dr. Oz, he said he just received word that his HIV levels became detectable again. He's back doing things the traditional way.
God.
I guess the guy down in Mexico, yeah, I'll go down to Cabo, have a little tequila, and we'll see what happens. Yeah, but I'm not drinking either. Winning!
He went down there just to get treated and to buy fireworks.
Exactly. If you've got a cold or even a mild case of the flu, you'll probably try to go to work. It's the American work ethic. We've had discussions about this on the Mike O'Mara Show. No days off ever. 69% of us don't take sick days. But here's the truth. Your coworkers want you gone. I will say, even in the broadcast world, we want you gone. I would much rather be down a guy or two than have to deal with somebody who's sick. And I think most people feel that way.
Yes.
Even if you have to do more work to cover, you feel that way.
I didn't
right?
go to the Big O and Duke's holiday broadcast
right.
because I was under the weather. And when I took my exams at school, they put me in a separate room because I was under the weather. But even then,
well, that's what they told him.
Even then, I remember I said, if I ruin people's holidays because I'm sick.
Oh, that's bad.
Right.
And they're leaving for wherever they're leaving. That's just selfish of me, right?
It
I'm
is
the selfish
totally
one.
Totally selfish. Yeah. Exactly. It's same if you're going into a crowded movie theater and you're ill.
Yep.
You don't get to go to the movie, okay? You don't get to go to the movie. Stay home, a-hole.
Yes.
I don't want that happen. 69% of people don't take sick days. 63% of people say it's unprofessional to go to work with a cold. 62% say they'd feel more guilty about getting a coworker sick than taking a day off, Oscar. There it is.
Yeah.
And 70% would tell a sick coworker to go home if they could do it anonymously. Oh, get put on your big boy pants, for God's sake.
Yeah, jerks.
Get out of here. On the bright side, the days of people sucking it up and going to work sick could be coming to an end, thanks to good old millennials and their I don't feel guilty about taking days off, you're lucky to have a genius like me working for you at all attitude.
Exactly.
There That's it right. is. 90% of people under 34 say they'd take a sick day if they weren't feeling well.
Yeah. Sometimes they take a sick day just if they get in a fight with their mom.
Oh my God. Rob wins.
Rob Lynn.
Just sometimes.
Mike O'Mara Show, line of the day. Thank you. Thank you very much. Here we go. David Bowie fans searching for answers in the days after his death might have their first clues regarding the battle with cancer that shattered his final 18 months. Coming mere days after his 69th birthday and the release of his new Black Star album, the announcement of his passing on January 10th caught the world by surprise, but to those in his inner circle, news of his condition was nothing new. A stage director named Ivo Van Hove, who'd been working with him on his new Lazarus musical, said he knew of Bowie's illness for about a year. We began, this is the quote from the guy, we began collaborating on our show Lazarus, and at some point he took me to one side to say that he wouldn't always be able to be there due to his illness. He told me he had cancer, liver cancer. That's the kind he
what
had.
What a classless guy, though, after that wonderful statement from Iman asking to respect his passing in the family.
Yeah.
I mean, great that you know. That's really great that you know, pal. But he trusted you with it because he trusted you. Keep your mouth shut.
Yeah, and said he was still writing on his deathbed. You could say he fought like a lion and kept working like a lion all the way through it. So that's it. I don't know. Celebrities, there, you know, there have been some nasty things written about Bowie in the last 24 hours. I'm not gonna dignify them until I get more information about it. But you know, there are a lot of people that like to take shots at anybody, no matter even when you're dead. So it's weird.
I had a cool moment, and I will show. There was a lot of very positive coverage of David Bowie. Obviously, the other night, Julia came up to me and said, "Dad, do you have any David Bowie albums?" And I said, "Oh yeah." She said, "I'd like to listen to them with you."
Aww,
and it just made me feel
sweet.
It made me feel great about her and him to know that this is a girl who David Bowie's not even on her radar, but to know that she can recognize his talent, and that means his music lives on.
That's
cool. Awesome.
And now a little something. Steve Leon Coley Jr. of Florida walked into a Bank of America. Of course, he's from Florida.
Mm-hmm.
Walked into a Bank of America to open an account, but the teller told him that he didn't have the $25 minimum to open the account. Police say he solved the problem in a simple way. He robbed the place. The 36-year-old was arrested Wednesday, hours after he entered the bank to make his first deposit, according to WTSP. not a fan of that station. Deputies in Pasco County said the suspect showed his Florida driver's license to the teller on his first visit and returned around 2:47 p.m. demanding money, according to TampaBay.com. Police say Coley left with an undisclosed amount of cash and was spotted walking down the street counting money. That's a good thing to do after you rob a bank.
He thought he was in a 1930s movie.
The arresting officer said Coley fit the description of the suspect and that he had the exact amount of money stolen in his possession. He was arrested on one count of robbery without a weapon and was taken to the Land O'Lakes Detention Center, where all the guards are dressed as Native American girls in traditional dress. Thank you very much.
Yum.
Welcome.
I'm a fan. I'm a fan of that prison. I love the Land O'Lakes prison. Butter, anyone?
Dr. Money.
We'll take a break. Come back with the audio vault right here.
Hi, this is Oscar's phone. Oscar says he's too busy to record promos for Tech 411. As for Todd, well, he's just too wealthy and good-looking to do a task like that. So here we go. Tech 411 is two guys trying to bring you the biggest tech news stories for the week. They also give you an app of the week. In the end, Todd will plug White Noise and Compulsy, then talk about how hard his life is. Oscar will say hello in Chinese. Oh no, Oscar has had a few too many of them and is making me get in an Uber. Please listen so he has more to do than drink.
Your personal guide to everything tech.
Tech 411.
Tech 411 with Oscar Santana and Todd Moore.
New Tech 411 dropping today.
Oh, and when do you hear the promos for it?
Is there any chance we get old Mr. Moore on the show?
Yeah.
To talk about the whole, he went to the Apple world, right?
Yeah, he was in New York last night.
Cool.
So when he gets back today, I'll ask him to come on.
Ask him if he'd like to come on tomorrow. We could talk about Apple and see if there's anything around the corner. And, you know, it's just an excuse to talk to Todd Moore.
Love
to find out how's that. And where are you with Todd Moore? I know you go, you know, intense and then not intense.
Oh,
when's the last time you tipped
a few
of
old Mr. Now. We're back, baby.
That is so disgusting and
very
graphic.
Yeah, yeah.
2016 is here, and we want you to get involved with Amazon. We love you to go through the Mike O'Mara Show page. Your 2016 Amazon resolution will make you feel better, and their resolution is if you're going to buy something on Amazon, go through our Amazon link because we get a tiny percentage. Remember, if you need it or want it, Amazon has it. Just go to MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon or click the Amazon button on our website or use the TMOS app and click on the shopping cart. That's right. You can work out. You can listen to our show.
Yes.
And you can order something on Amazon just with the app on your phone,
Ba-bam.
People.
That's all you got to do.
Shop like you normally would. It's that simple. It means the world to us. Happy New Year, and thank you very much. Let's open up the audio vault for Wednesday, Jan 13, 2016. Rob Spiewak.
Cornell University, Mike. What they did
I've
is,
been there.
Now, where is it? Where? What city is it in?
Ithaca, New York.
Yes. Ah, there you go. Right next.
Sounds like you're lisping.
Ithaca.
Ithaca.
You know, isn't this where the university is?
I never thought of one of the best broadcast universities in the country, right?
Yeah.
But it's Ithaca.
Yeah, Ithaca.
Ithaca College. Ithaca College is right next to Cornell University.
Ithaca College.
Cornell University, of course, is the big daddy. Ithaca College is no slouch, but they are much more of a broadcast school. And I've been to Ithaca, New York, and I interviewed at Ithaca College.
Ooh.
And would you like to know their grand master, the number one guy, at least when I was interviewing back in the day, that that graduated from Ithaca?
Who?
He created an iconic television series that everybody knows to this day, even though it hasn't run for 40 years.
Can I guess?
Yes, go
is
ahead.
Is it Sylvester Weaver?
No.
The guy from NBC? No. Who?
Bigger name
okay,
than that.
More
and,
famous.
And a name because he was on camera. You would have seen him.
Dick Clark.
Dave Garraway.
No, I'll give you a hint. Think scary.
Ooh. Wes Craven.
No.
Dr. Money's.
Boo!
Was it Rod Serling?
Rod Serling!
Oh, cool.
Congratulations! Yes,
very
the Twilight
cool.
Zone creator.
Oh,
Rod Serling is a big Ithaca guy.
Amazing television writer. Yeah, that's cool.
That. Well, so what about Cornell?
What they did is two of their scientists set up two computers with artificial intelligence that are programmed to talk to humans and made the computers talk to each other. And it's really weird the way it works out. These are two AI computers just talking to each other.
Hello there.
Hi.
How are you?
Great. You?
I'm okay.
That's good.
Are you good?
Yes, I am good. I just said I was.
No, you didn't. I said I was.
So you are a robot?
No, my name is Cliverbot.
Yes, you are a robot and your name is Cliverbot.
I am a robot.
Yes, I know.
Together we are robots.
I'm not a robot. I'm a unicorn.
But you said earlier that you were a robot.
I did not.
I thought you did.
You were mistaken. Which is odd, since memory shouldn't be a problem for you.
I've answered all your questions.
No, you haven't.
What is God to you?
Not everything.
Not everything could also be something. For example, not everything could be half of something, which is still something, and therefore not nothing.
Very true.
I would like to imagine it is.
So, if
that's
you ever
terrifying to me.
Well, you know what it's like. It's like sitting in here and listening to Mac talk to Pony.
Yeah, it is.
So true. The cadence is exactly the same.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. With like weird interruptions. Yeah.
But no, you said.
But at the very end, when they start getting into some deeper concepts, it's a little scary.
It's weird. They outthink us all. The guy who did the voice of Jar Jar Binks, his name is Ahmed Vest. And you got to feel for this guy because all he did was take an acting job and millions of people blame him for ruining a trilogy. So it's got to be, it's kind of sucked to be him. He said this week he would never come back as Jar Jar even if he was offered the chance.
No, I think I've done my damage. I'm good with where I stand in the Star Wars universe. I don't need to be back. I'd say no.
Would you?
I'm not really interested in, I'm not interested in coming back. I think I did what I did and I thought it was great. I thought it was fun, and I think now it's time to move on.
He also revealed that Michael Jackson was interested in playing Jar Jar Binks, but only if he could do it in a costume and not be CGI.
Ah.
Okay. Yeah. But Mike, this is why I set it up. I thought you'd like this. He did Jar Jar Binks if Jar Jar Binks was in the movie Taken.
I don't know who you are. I don't know what you should want. If you are looking for ransom, I can tell you, sir, I don't have money. But what I do have are a very particular set of skills. Skills I have acquired over a long career. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you, sir. If you let my daughter go now, that will be the end of it. I will not look for you, sir. I will not pursue you, sir. But if you don't, I will look for you, sir. will find you, sir. And I will kill you, sir.
So that's maybe that's where Jar Jar should have been.
That's
the
a
whole
good
time.
Bit. Dr. Yeah. Money's could do that bit one day.
He could, he absolutely could. Yes. If he would just come by. Hey!
Ollie Ollie Oxenfree!
And congratulations as we support, Mike, we always support senior citizen marriage. Congratulations to Rupert Murdoch, who's marrying Jerry Hall, the ex sort of Mrs. Mick Jagger.
84-year-old media mogul Rupert Murdoch this week proposed to 59-year-old former model Jerry Hall. Hall said yes because she didn't feel like standing in line for Powerball tickets.
That's your magic audio ball. Have a great Wednesday, everybody.
That is a great line. Oh, God. That's it. Another Mike O'Mara is coming gone. Be sure to join us again for more fun and more thrills at MikeO'MaraShow.com. Hey, good luck in the Powerball tonight, everybody.
Yes, everybody
really
win.
Hope you do well. We'll have a total recap about that, including the fact that nobody can really tell you exactly how much you get. Interesting to me. Kind of makes me feel like we're all rogues. Anyway, that's it. The Mike O'Mara Show relies on your word of mouth. Be sure and tell a friend about it.
Have a good day!
So long.
Ciao, ciao.
One last thing. Please remember that MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon is the best way to shop for anything and everything. So, shop Amazon and get there through our website. Always open at MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon. Now, go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.